Podcast. 22 Minute Podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to Real Quick, a 22 Minute Podcast production. A 22-minute podcast about film and TV. Just kind of a general podcast. You know, some episodes we may dive deeper into specific movies or something like that. Maybe a little more researched heavy. But this first series is really just a kind of series that I'll do every now and then. So, yeah, it's a revisit series. It's just revisiting a year and a genre. Kind of just to... jostle the memory a little bit and place yourself back in the time whenever you just saw these movies for the first time or if you were alive whenever these were coming out. Like, for example, I picked comedies of 2008 because that's the year I graduated high school. A big year going to the movies, a big year for comedies for me. So, yeah, these movies are attached to memories and people and that kind of thing. So the first two episodes we went through... we went through a list of 2008 comedies that I remember, that I saw, that I remember. Not all of them were great. Some of them were, as I called it, trash. But yeah, so the first episode was just focused on the top six, which I thought were just kind of perfect movies for the year. Stuff I really enjoyed. And then episode two was the rest of them, the other 21 movies and five other tiers. So I'm just going to go through those super quick, the top 26 in no particular order other than in their five tiers. So the first tier we have The Best Stuff, In Bruges, Be Kind Rewind, Pineapple Express, Tropic Thunder, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Trailer Park Boys, the movie. So yeah, you know, I think reasonably popular movies. If you haven't seen something like Be Kind Rewind or In Bruges, that's definitely like, or the Trailer Park Boys movie, those might be hidden gems for some people, so definitely check those out. In the second tier, the very good movies. Step Brothers, Semi-Pro, two Will Ferrell movies that were, I love them, but yeah, there's just something about them, whether they just kind of overshoot what they're going for or don't quite keep the tone correct for, you know, consistent for the whole movie, and it just feels weird looking at you, Semi-Pro. Also, Burn After Reading, Coen Brother movie, Miss Pettigrew, Liz Rhodey, kind of a nice little dramedy. Yeah, and then in the third tier, the good movies, The House Bunny with Anna Faris and, I'm blanking, Kat Dennings. Hamlet 2 with Steve Coogan, really funny satire stuff. Zach and Miri Make a Porno, a Seth Rogen, not Seth Rogen movie because it's a Kevin Smith movie starring Seth Rogen. Ghost Town, a Ricky Gervais movie, kind of playing off the height of his notoriety from being known as the original Michael Scott, but also he had some stand-up that was making him popular as well. And then an adaptation of a Chuck Palahniuk book, the author of Fight Club, Choke, the movie Choke. You know, all good stuff. That's the thing. Choke is definitely... I'm definitely going to revisit Choke. That's definitely going to be an episode. I think maybe that might even be next episode. Maybe not. Maybe I'll pick something from the top tier before I go to the revisit tier, but... I also just kind of like the idea of, you know, maybe not sticking with the 22-minute format of revisiting some of these movies with kind of like, I just record as I watch them kind of deal. A watch-along, I suppose. Something that y'all can watch the movie as I'm watching the movie. And that might be the best way to kind of revisit it. I won't have too much time to go too deep into anything. It'll just be my reaction, which can be kind of cool too. So yeah, Choke. Got to remember that one. That one's going to come back up. Okay, in the fourth tier, Role Models. Scott, what's his name? Can't even remember right now. Paul Rudd, McLovin, and Scott. Sean William Scott. Yeah. It's got its moments, but it's not. And Elizabeth Banks. It's not the best. Same thing with Yes Man, Baby Mama, Sex Drive. Man, if Sex Drive were made today, it seriously would have been straight to DVD. But it does have its good little moments for sure. Leatherhead's just a weird George Clooney directed. John Krasinski was a Catherine Zeta-Jones. Not Catherine Zeta-Jones. Renee Zellweger. Anyway, Get Smart. Weird Steve Carell movie. What's her name? Can't even remember her name right now. It doesn't matter. It's really not one that anyone needs to revisit. Strange Wilderness, a very non-plot driven, kind of funny Justin Long, Steve Zahn movie. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, where Kat Dennings gets fingered, and that's like the climax of the movie. And then in the trash bin, You Don't Mess with the Zohan, Gilbert Taylor, Love Guru, and You Don't Mess with the Zohan were jumping the shark there for those guys. And Gilbert Taylor was oddly a John Hughes movie. All right, I hope that wasn't, that didn't take too long, and it was not too much of a recap of what we just heard, because this last this part three is going to be the last of the list of, you know, it's kind of a weird combo. It's what I have left of stuff that I think I've seen, but I do want to revisit, and we're adding Choke to that list. And then it's going to be movies that I haven't seen, but I just kind of do remember an impression that they had on other people who were interested in watching movies around me, or even just like pop culture. And yeah, not seen, but I want to. Like, it's not a revisit because I haven't seen them, but I do kind of remember them having a certain impression, and I'll just give you a little rundown of those. And then we have movies that I have not seen, and I also kind of remember their impression, and I have no plan on watching them because they look bad or dumb. But they hold some kind of significance just because, yeah, they were topical. And then lastly, it'll be a couple like, what the fuck, I can't believe these movies exist, or just, you know, what was this, how did I miss this, or something like that. All right, let's get going. So I have four movies, not including Choke, that are on the revisit list, stuff that I think I would like to revisit. Because this, you know, this is kind of a cool year to look back on, because it actually is a good example of a genre that I really like. Where it's just kind of like the 90s 2000 indie drama movie. So this first one is Lime Life. You can watch it for free right now on Tubi. So go check it out. It's got Kieran Culkin and Rory and Kieran Culkin. Which one's the one on Succession? I don't remember, but they're both pretty young, and they're in it. They play brothers. I believe they play the son of Alec Baldwin. He's in it as well. It's one of Emma Roberts' first movies. It's got the redheaded girl lady from Sex and the City. Like, it's a star-studded cast. It's a very talented cast, and but it is. It's one of those like very basic kind of stories that is almost like a play that took advantage of being a movie, in the sense that it's obviously multiple settings, and there's more stuff going on. So, great example of one of those movies. I love that kind of genre of the 2000s indie movie, and this is a great example. So, Lime Life, look it up, check it out. It's free on Tubi. I think that's a good one to check out. I'm definitely gonna rewatch it, and I think that'll be one of the rewatches that's just me reacting to it. Camille is another one. I believe is that the James Franco, like, again, these are stuff that I think that I saw, but I'm having a hard time remembering exactly like what they were. If it is Camille, it's like, it's James Franco's dating, yeah, James Franco's dating a girl who's like actually dead or something. I don't know. Obviously, James Franco is like problematic now, so if you don't want to watch a James Franco movie, don't do it. But it seemed kind of interesting. It was one of those that I think it was straight to DVD even back then, so it can't be very good. But just watch, like, what is this weird shit that actually was made in Hollywood? A great example of that. Visioneers. Visioneers is a movie, 2008 comedy, that it's like a dramedy. It's so Zach Galifianakis blew up because of he stars in Visionaries, by the way, and he plays a character called George Washington. I think it's a very weird, very 2000s movie. So another one to kind of watch just to get an example of where the sensibilities for films were back then in that time, for that time period. But it's a dramedy. You know, Zach Galifianakis blew up because of The Hangover, but he also was like more of an irreverent comedian, like very kind of odd comedian, odd jokes, and funny. So this seemed very appropriate to, like, oh, he's kind of doing a comedy that is more of his sensibility. And I think it just kind of fell flat. I'd have to this is the rewatch, so I would have to revisit this to really tell you if I liked it. I don't even remember. And that might not be a good sign that I don't remember. Lastly, on the revisit list is The Promotion. This is a John C. Reilly, Sean William Scott, also kind of oddball dramedy, like it's kind of serious, but it's also completely ridiculous. A very kind of, like, its style is very 2000s, even though I think a lot of that kind of story happens now. But it's almost like openly ridiculous, where this, I think, thought it was taking itself a little bit seriously. But honestly, I think it was a really kind of charming, enjoyable movie. It seems like one of those where it's almost they're trying to rip off the Coen brothers, but the Coen brothers are just a master at what they do, so it's hard to really appropriately do that. Anyway, all right, so that was the revisit list. Lime Life, Camille. You know what? I probably don't even want to revisit Camille. So, Choke, let's say that. Choke, Lime Life, Visionaries, and The Promotion. All right, movies I did not see, so I don't really have memory of them, but they definitely had an impression. I remember people talking about them, or maybe I just heard about them. And, you know, because this was still at the time where, like, if you wanted to see some of these movies, you had to go to, like, the Angelica in Dallas. You had to go to more independent type movie theaters that were actually screening this type of stuff. So Smart People is another one of those. Really, I think the only thing I can say about it is, you look it up, look at the cast. Great cast, obviously, like a star-studded cast. But it very much, excuse me, it very much, oh yeah, Elliot Page, Thomas Jane, Dennis Quaid. Yeah, you know, it's one of those very much 2000s dramedies, indie dramedy kind of thing. So that's another one. If you do find that you like that tone, that's another great example of one of those. Gigantic. This is another one. It was such a big deal. Like Sunshine Cleaning. The next one coming up, that's another great example of like a 2000s indie dramedy. Amy Adams, Emily Blunt, like did a really good for their career. Gigantic, not to skip over that. Paul Dano, Zooey Deschanel, John Goodman. I know, again, didn't see it, but all of these movies kind of have that same impression. And I really love like a lot of those style of movies. I need to check these out. Yeah, again, that's what this list is. Haven't seen it and I want to. So, yeah, all three of those movies kind of fall into that category. And it's a very charming kind of movie. I think it's the kind of movie I would like to write. It can get very serious at moments, but most of the time it's just kind of Zooey Deschanel whimsical, Paul Dano, you know, quirky. Like, it's just kind of fun. All right, moving on to movies that I remember but I didn't see and I want to. The Brothers Bloom. So, Adrian Brody, Mark Ruffalo, Rachel Weisz. It's Rian Johnson, hot off of his kind of like cult hit Brick, which is really good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, kind of high school noir Shakespeare. Really great if you haven't seen that. I think that was 2005. I'm not sure. What's just so crazy is, especially when that hit the DVD world, you had to go find that. And it felt really cool to find that and to watch that, because it wasn't something that was just going to come on TV and you couldn't just stream it. So Rian Johnson put this out, and it just was not as, it was just sillier, and I don't think he received the kind of accolade. I remember it not having as good of an impression, and then obviously he did Looper and has had a career since then, but this was almost like a misstep. Again, I don't remember it, so maybe I would enjoy it, but yeah, as far as like the public impression, it was kind of like it was considered a misstep for Rian Johnson. But it does seem like kind of, again, like a charming kind of 2000s caper. It almost, I think, might be more reminiscent of a what's it called, Knives Out kind of style of a Rian Johnson movie. So yeah, gotta check it out. All right, this movie called Good Dick. So Good Dick, obviously that name just really sticks out, and it is kind of what it sounds like. It's a movie about a girl who, like, I don't know the details, but you know what I know is important is It's Mariana Polk, And, you know, you would know her from, she was in Glow. She's been an actress in a number of things, but she's also a writer-director of a number of movies. And this was like her first movie that she wrote, directed, and starred in. And I just remember like a part of the plot was like, she kind of was, this guy was, you know, not in any offensive way at all, you know, but just showing interest in her, even whenever she's kind of being a jerk. And he just, you know, just kind of stuck at it. Again, not in an intrusive or rude way. It's very kind of charming in its own way. And the way that he kind of breaks through, I didn't see this movie, but I do remember this part. I have seen, like, because, you know, stuff would come on IFC. I'm pretty sure this came on IFC. And the way that he kind of won the opportunity to spend time with her was by saying, like, well, I have a really big dick. And she was like, no, you don't. And if you do, then cool, we can hang out. And then it just kind of cuts to, like, you know, she's like, prove it. And then it just kind of cuts to them hanging out. So that implies that he has good dick. And that's what she needed, I think, is what the movie is about. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I should watch it. All right. And anyway, Tenure is a movie, a comedy movie that came out in 2008. Luke Wilson, Gretchen Mol, that's she's in Boardwalk Empire and a number of other things as well. But David, how do you say this? Kushner? You know, he was in, Anchorman and a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, just a very, like, you know, a good cast. But Tenure, again, like, I just remember the cover. It almost, it's so weird to think that by 2008, like, I already kind of thought, like, oh, it was very straight to DVD. And as great as David Kushner is, it's not like he's like a leading man or like a A-lister or something like that. Same thing with Gretchen Mol. So it was almost like, wow, Luke Wilson is already, like, it felt like he already had taken a step down in his career. And he's, you know, he's not as big as his brother, and he didn't maintain that. I think it kind of started with my super ex-girlfriend. Is that what that was called? Or whatever, with Uma Thurman, hot off of Kill Bill, some shitty romantic comedy where she played like a superhero. I don't know. I didn't see it. But again, like, that was like, it felt like he was already kind of falling. I don't know. Anyway, but Tenure, I just want to check it out because of that. I want to see what Luke Wilson is doing, see how he was doing. Another one, Real Time. Jay Bushnell and Randy Quaid. Weird one. I think there's some sort of time travel element. That's another, like, that's actually a different kind of 2000s indie comedy movie. But I do kind of enjoy that tone as well. It feels a little low budget, but not at the time, but now you can, like, really see the 2000s filmmaking in it. So Real Time, Jay Bushnell, Randy Quaid. Me and Orson Welles, starring Zac Efron, directed by Richard Linklater. I'm willing to watch any Richard Linklater movie, and it's about filmmaking or I think about theater, actually. Like, that sounds kind of fun. So I definitely got to check that out for those two reasons, Richard Linklater and it's about Orson Welles. It sounds fun. The Great Buck Howard. Don't know what it's about. Colin and Tom Hanks, John Malkovich is in it. So it's probably charming in its own way. I don't think it was reviewed well. But, yeah, I got to check it out. Same thing with Happy Go Lucky. No, Happy Go Lucky, actually, I remember being kind of like an indie darling kind of hit. So who's in that? It's the woman from The Shape of Water, and she was in Blue Jasmine as well. But she's the lead, and can't remember what else she was in, but she's actually kind of, no, she's doing great. Oh, she was in The Flash, I think it was, or something. Anyway, lastly, in the haven't seen and want to, Humboldt County, starring, it's one of Jeremy Strong's, like, first movie. It's about some sort of, like, weed county, I don't know, drug dealing thing. But yeah, Jeremy Strong from Succession. It's really one of his first roles, and he's, like, the lead. All right. So we got about 3 minutes left. I'll try to bust through these that I have no plan on seeing them. They just don't look good, but I do remember them. Two Matthew McConaughey movies, Fool's Gold and Surfer Dude. This really was right before Matthew McConaughey decided to kind of turn it around and take more serious roles, True Detective, stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know. They just don't look good. Let's see. Lower Learning. I don't know. Jason Biggs. Rob Corddry. It almost looks like the worst version of what Tenure might be. Tenure, Lower Learnings, Rob Corddry. You know, it just seems like the low-rent version of Tenure. Management. Steve Zahn, Jennifer Aniston. Is it kind of about stalking? Like he ejaculate? I don't know. He violates. It just looks weird. Okay, whatever. What just happened? Weird Robert De Niro movie with John Turturro as well. That was definitely the point that it seemed like Robert De Niro was just taking roles for money, and that's when that really started for him. So that's what that felt. That movie felt like it was. How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. That was one that felt like Simon Pegg and Megan Fox both were like, oh, this is kind of a notable book. And like, oh, Megan Fox isn't going to be in it. I'll do it. Oh, Simon Pegg's going to be in it. I'll do it. And they both tried to leverage each other's fame. And I just don't think it quite hit as hard as they wanted. And maybe it's not funny at all either. Ramen Girl, RIP Brittany Murphy. Just doesn't look good. As much as I love Brittany Murphy and wish that she was still around, like, it just looked kind of straight to DVD-ish. The Rocker, Rainn Wilson and The Rocker, just a weird misstep of trying to capitalize on his fame that didn't work. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Martin Lawrence jumping the shark, probably going a little too hard with the fame that he had accumulated with stand-up in his movies as well. We got a weird Ryan Reynolds movie called Chaos Theory. It might be okay. It looked cheesy as hell. Witness Protection, a weird Larry the Cable Guy movie. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, no thanks. My Best Friend's Girl, Dane Cook and Jason Biggs, no thank you. Four Christmases looked like trash. Meet Dave, Eddie Murphy, again, jumping the shark, guys. All of these really talented comedians who just made poor, poor comedy decisions. Let's see. I think I skipped one. Mad Money. I don't even know. Old Ladies, Diane Keaton, Queen Latifah. Oh, no, I guess not old. All of them not old, but it's a movie for the ladies of 2000. I have no interest. So, yeah, those are the comedy. I think I skipped a couple, but ultimately, you have like disaster movie, superhero movie, Meet the Spartans, weird parody stuff. Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Talk to you next time.